The Steve Moore, Todd Bertuzzi litigation has been settled out of court. Sportsnet's Michael Grange joining us on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Michael, does that come as a surprise to you?
A little bit. I mean, there have been some suggestion that a settlement was approaching, so you're not shocked when you do finally hear the news. But, you know, this was a 10-year litigation that, you know, the particularly on the Moore side, they pushed and pushed. It was very contentious. And you're a little bit surprised that it gets this close. They were supposed to go to court on September 8th for the trial in front of a jury. And so in that context, that it would get settled, I guess, a little bit. But ultimately, these things aren't about, you know, hearing a bunch of dirty laundry in court. It's about doing what is best for Steve Moore. And I presume this case, they got what they felt was satisfactory.
Well, Moore upping the ante on the trial back in June and increasing his financial claims in the case from $38 million to $68 million. I mean, that's quite a leap. Is there any indication as to what the financials are coming out of this?
There's not at the point at this time. We may not ever. Typically, these things are governed by non-disclosure agreements. Certainly have been asking for additional detail. But a lot of times in these cases, you know, you ask for everything possible that you could possibly conceivably get. Like any negotiation, you try and set the bar very, very high and, almost without the expectation that you'll get that. So, what an actual number ended up being, you know, you can only guess. There's a lot of debate, obviously, on, you know, what kind of hockey player Steve Moore would be. On his side, he was trending to be a top six player, could have played, you know, 800, maybe 1,000 NHL games. You know, do the math. You know, maybe you're at $25, $30 million in hockey earnings. And the other thing that was very interesting in this case, obviously, is Steve Moore was not your average hockey player. I mean, he has a Harvard degree. His measured IQ apparently is up in the 140s. All three of his brothers went, both his brothers went to Harvard. I mean, it's a very accomplished family. So there's, you know, there's this whole life after hockey that, you know, you can only speculate what he might have been able to earn. And based on the testimony that, or the documentation that put forward to the court since, you know, all that was compromised, you know, not only his hockey career, but his potential earnings away from hockey that you might expect from somebody who had graduated from Harvard and was otherwise a highly accomplished young man. So I think that's where figuring out exactly how to put a monetary value on something like this is difficult.
Michael, you got about 30 seconds here tops, but that sound that we all hear from the distance, way off in the distance, could be a sigh of relief from the NHL, maybe the likes of Gary Bettman, that now with this not going to trial, that we don't see the likes of a Gary Bettman, insert name of NHL person here, that's going to end up in trial or and on the stand.
Well, I don't know if Gary Bettman in particular. You know, but yeah, the whole hockey industry. I mean, you're talking the ownership of the Canucks. You're talking Brian Burke, who was the general manager at the time. Mark Crawford, who was the head coach of the Canucks, a number of players. And you're talking about the dirtiest underbelly of hockey where, you know, you're talking revenge and retribution and bloodlust. And that was certainly the image that Steve Moore's attorneys were going to look forward, I'm sure, to the opportunity to present in court and you know, the penalty they would have paid was having the character of their own client dragged through the mud as well, because that's the way these things go. I'm sure on both sides, there's a big sigh of relief.
The Moore-Bertuzzi litigation settled out of court. Sportsnet's Michael Grange, thank you.
Thank you.